Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today in for John Hockenberry. Texas was rocked by violence on Monday. A paramedic and a civilian were shot by a Dallas gunman who was found dead later that day. At the University of Texas, Austin, a student attacked his classmate with a knife, killing one and injuring three others before the suspect was taken into custody. Meanwhile, precise details are still emerging on the latest police shooting of an unarmed black teenager. Over the weekend, a police officer in the Dallas suburb of Balch Spring shot 15-year-old Jordan Edwards through the passenger side window of a car he was riding in. Police responded to calls of underage kids at a house party, and as they arrived, the cops reportedly heard gunshots and came upon a car containing Edwards and his friends. As the car pulled away, an officer fired several rounds from his rifle into the car, hitting Edwards in the passenger seat. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Now, police have not released the name of the officer, though he is on administrative leave. Noman Merchant is with the Associated Press, and he's covering the story in Texas. Noman, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Todd.
We should review the facts of the case. I had a few of them there, Noman. Officers responded to a house party, and then there was a great deal of debate as to whether the car that Jordan was riding in was approaching police or driving away.
Yes, there was. Police originally on Sunday, the day after the shooting, said that police officers were threatened by a car reversing toward them, and one officer opened fire. Their original statement talked about the vehicle backing down the street toward the officers in an aggressive manner. The attorneys for the family of Jordan Edwards questioned that narrative, and shortly after they held a press conference on Monday afternoon, Balch Springs' police chief came out and said that his review of the video contradicted what they had said the day before, and that actually the vehicle was driving away when the officer opened fire.
And so more details now, because there's body camera footage. What do we know about the actual shooting? The car was driving away. Do we know where the officer was situated in relation to the car or why he may have fired? Do we know any more details from the street?
According to the family attorney, Lee Merritt, the gunshots from the officer who fired entered through the front passenger side window, striking Jordan. We don't know from the police department why the officer may have opened fire or really what the video showed other than the vehicle driving away and not reversing toward the officers as the police originally claimed. The police department so far has refused to turn over the video or even identify the officer involved or speak to his potential motive or what he might have been thinking when he opened fire with the rifle.
And so that means that there's also no indication of whether Jordan Edwards was targeted specifically in the shooting as somebody who the officer may have thought had a weapon or something like that, or whether there was just random shooting into a car.
Well, Lee Merritt, the family attorney, says that Jordan and the four teenagers in the vehicle with him were not carrying weapons, and there was no evidence that they had any sort of alcohol in the vehicle. Keep in mind that the original complaint was related to underage drinking. It was, according to witnesses, a pretty chaotic scene with lots of people on the street. And Jordan and these four people were trying to leave the party as it was getting a little bit dangerous, and particularly as police were arriving.
Well, we're going to talk about overall community police relations in Dallas and the suburbs in just a minute, Noman. But first, what do family and friends say about 15-year-old Jordan Edwards? What kind of kid was he?
He was a high school freshman in the Dallas suburbs, a good student, an athlete, someone who is very popular, someone well known. And as you've alluded to, his story has taken on already a broader resonance than just the people in the Dallas area. It's something that's getting a lot of attention because of its similarities to other examples of police shootings involving unarmed black men.
And overall, outside of this case, I mean, these cases happen all too often, and they've been part of an ongoing narrative in this country, as we all know. A tragic case with a 15-year-old like this tends to highlight broader issues and long-running issues between communities and police. What has that situation been like in Dallas? Has there been any improvement over the last 18 months or 2 years?
Well, speaking to Balch Springs in particular, the police chief on Monday said repeatedly how sad he felt and how he couldn't understand just from a personal level the pain that Jordan's family is going through, though he had met with the family multiple times. And Lee Merritt, in speaking to me, credited the police chief for trying to make a good faith effort now to, you know, correct the record from the mistaken statement from Sunday. But he also said that in this case, there's really only one conclusion that the family can see happening, at least with the police department, and that's the firing and charging of this officer who was involved. The bottom line, I think, is that people are well aware of some of the issues between police and the public in Dallas and nationally, and I think they're waiting to see more action and they're calling for more action. There was a vigil last night, and there are talks of more protests through the week as this case moves forward and the local district attorney's office and the local sheriff's office investigate it.
And have the police given any indication of how quickly their investigation might move? Certainly there's going to be plenty of public pressure for some quick decisions here.
Yeah, there will be a lot of pressure. It's already building. The police chief yesterday called for calm and for time to allow the investigation to move forward. The sheriff's office said yesterday that it was in the preliminary stages of its investigation. Typically, something like this, if it were to go to a grand jury, we're talking in the range of months and not days or weeks. But that said, I think the public pressure here may end up pushing forward some action, but it is going to take some time to get everything to come out and to make a full determination as to exactly what happened here and why this officer opened fire.
The case of 15-year-old Jordan Edwards shot dead by police riding in the passenger side of a car in the suburbs of Dallas over the weekend. Noman Merchant with the AP. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.